For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Theo Wells Spackman. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover the new professorship in Indigenous Studies, a town council resolution making Princeton a book sanctuary, NJ Transit rate hikes, and a near total ban on abortion in Arizona. It's Thursday, April 11th. Professor J. Kehaulani Kawanui will come to Princeton next year as the Eric and Wendy Schmidt Professor of Indigenous Studies. I sat down with assistant news editor Elizabeth Stewart to learn more about the impact of this change on academic offerings going forward.
My name is Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm an assistant news editor.
Okay. So we've gathered that a professor is coming in to teach in the Indigenous Studies program, and we just wanted to hear more about that.
Yeah, so Professor Kawanui is joining us from Wesleyan University, and she has been appointed to the Eric and Wendy Schmidt Professor of Indigenous Studies position, and she will have joint appointments in the Ephron Center as well as the Anthropology Department, which is a really big deal because she's bringing a lot of expertise about Indigenous Studies as a field. For example, she was a founding member of the Native American and Indigenous Studies Association and has done a lot of work at Wesleyan in this field.
Cool. And is there a sense at this point of how this will affect offerings in those departments academically?
Right. So Professor Kawanui mentioned that she's really excited to teach graduate students as well as undergraduate students in the anthropology department, and she has some ideas for courses about global indigeneities, feminism and indigenous women, the land back movement, and the Ephron Center also confirmed that along with Kawanui in various units across the university that they're working on developing an indigenous studies minor.
Okay, very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read more of our coverage at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In town news, Princeton has been declared a book sanctuary. On Monday night, the town council passed a resolution that reasserts the right to free inquiry as a constitutional right. In practice, the resolution is designed to protect access to materials in town libraries, including those in Princeton public schools. The decision comes on the heels of recent legislative action at the state level. State Senator Andrew Zwicker introduced the Freedom to Read Act in the New Jersey Senate in late January. It has not yet been subject to a vote. In addition to opposing restrictions on reading, the bill also seeks to protect library staff from harassment in connection with controversial texts. New Jersey has seen challenges to a number of books from school boards in the last several years, including Alison Bechdel's Fun Home and Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. In other local news, on Wednesday, New Jersey Transit approved a 15% fare increase. Board members voted unanimously to include the fare increase, which will take effect on July 1st, as part of NJ Transit's 2025 budget. The vote took place despite protest from commuters, who argue that the increase will be especially burdensome for low-income riders. New Jersey Transit proposed the rate hike, its first since 2015, in order to compensate for lower revenues and ridership since the pandemic. Notably, the fare changes will increase the price of a one-way ticket from Princeton to New York from $16 to $18.40, with an additional 3% increase expected each year. In national news, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that an 1864 total ban on abortion is able to be enforced in the state. Previously, a 15-week limit had been placed on abortion procedures, a measure put in place by former Governor Doug Ducey in 2022. This new ruling will override previous legislation, allowing for no exceptions to its ban on abortion except to save the life of the mother. The court cited in its ruling the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, which removed the federal constitutional right to abortion. Several legal stays will guarantee that the actual enforcement of the ban will be delayed by at least 59 days. Without legislation change in that time, doctors found guilty of illegally administering abortion procedures will face 2 to 5 years in prison. Former Governor Ducey said in response to the decision that, quote, "I call on our elected leaders to address this issue with a policy that is workable and reflective of our electorate." In 2022, the university announced that going forward, its student health plan will include travel and lodging necessary for abortion services for students affected by state rulings on reproductive health. Today, you can expect light rain, with a high of 72 and a low of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Charlotte Young and me, sound engineered by Leela Siskind, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, Class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Theo Wells-Spackman. A wonderful day.